Mark Wilson. He is the athletic director. Back with us once again. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Our box is box 5057, Cookeville, Tennessee, 38505. You can send these boys, Greg. That's fair.
It's too much fun having you on. How you doing, man?
I'm doing excellent. Doing excellent. Hope you all are this morning as well.
Yeah, yeah. How's things on the plateau?
Things are going really well. Of course, the big basketball game tonight hosting Belmont, so really looking forward to that. And we know that the Belmont women's basketball team, they have just been so stellar for so many years now, and to beat them at their place earlier in the year, we know they're coming up here for revenge tonight, so it's going to certainly be a tough challenge.
Well, and the job that you're women's coach Kim Rosman. We became friends when she was the longtime assistant here at Vanderbilt, and what she's done over there, and I've known Allison Clark since she was a kid, and I tell you this, I'm TSU because obviously that's I do their games and their coaches shows, but I pull for Tech. You, Kim, Dwayne, the new football coach, we'll talk about that as well. Him back in Cookeville after that. But first with Kim, the job she's done there is really bringing Tech back, because for many, many years under Bill Worrell, Tech was the class of the league.
Yeah, absolutely, and Kim has done a phenomenal job. And really, I give her great credit in such a short period of time of reestablishing the culture of women's basketball at Tennessee Tech. And the great young women that she recruits that really fit our institution, that work hard, that play for each other. We have no stars. We play as a team. There's somebody that has to step up every night for Tennessee Tech to win a basketball game. And she and her staff have just done a remarkable job. And I think back to the Jacksonville State game. It was an ugly game on Thursday night. But somehow, as a team, they found a way to grind out a win. And I think that has to do with the culture of the program and the quality of the student athletes. When things were not going well, they didn't get down. They didn't get on each other. They just kept playing and doing their best. And I think that's a great tribute that she has done. And you think about it, we're still really a young program. And the majority of our student athletes are freshmen and sophomores. And I can say that from my perspective as an athletic director, we're ahead of where I thought we would be at this tenure of her being our head coach. And I'm so pleased. And I just hope and pray that we can keep her in Cookeville and at Tennessee Tech for a long, long time.
Hey, Mark Wilson, he is our guest. He's the director of athletics at Tennessee Tech University Showcase presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. He is our OVC segment guest this morning. And, I mentioned bringing back Dwayne Alexander. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a nice word to say about him. And, man, he bleeds Tennessee Tech. And I just saw where his incoming signing class was at one service, had it ranked number two in the OVC.
Yes, I think it was the Hero Sports had been ranked number two behind Jacksonville State, and I think he's taken the same approach that Kim has taken. He understands that for us to be successful, it's really about us, recruiting high school student athletes, developing them in our program, and when they get to be juniors and seniors, having really really solid classes there, then to start to backfill them with freshmen and sophomores. So his first year, which was a really quick, transition, he had a really good signing class. This year he went for meeting the needs of the program that we needed defensively and offensively, and had some stellar recruits. He's recruiting character. He's recruiting kids that are high academic achieving, a lot of walk-ons that want to be engineers, that want to be at Tennessee Tech. So doing a remarkable job. And you are absolutely correct. He bleeds purple and gold. And that was really important to us as we went through the hiring process. We wanted somebody that really wanted to be at Tennessee Tech, that had so much pride in Tennessee Tech that was just going to filter throughout the entire program. And we had that in Dwayne Alexander. We had that with the staff that he assembled. We have a few alums on the staff. We've got a couple coaches that had coached here previously that are back on the staff. He has really done a remarkable job, and then I think the quality of his coaches and himself, that showed through in this recruiting signing class that he had.
Mark Wilson, athletic director at Tennessee Tech. You are the OVC athletic director's liaison to the OVC golf coaches. What does that mean?
Well, basically, when they have issues or challenges or concepts that they may want to change in golf and the Ohio Valley Conference, is that it's my job to listen to them, to hear them, and to take that back when we have the big AD meetings and to have the group meetings. So not only are they talking to their individual ADs on their campuses about the issues and challenges of their specific sport, and every sport in the OVC has a liaison like that, but my job is to listen to them, to hear them, to take concerns that the AD has or things we want them to address as a sport, for them to work on that, and for me to take things back to the AD group as well and be an advocate for the things that they desire.
Mark Wilson with us, AD at Tennessee Tech. Now, Mark, 15 years, right at 15 years, what, 2004, your first year there, so 15 years in. Tell me some things that you're really proud of. Maybe not, I'm not saying you're satisfied, but that you're really happy came about, and tell me some things you really want to do.
I am really, really pleased with the continued academic success of our student-athletes and the coaches that we have. You know, education, athletics as part of education, it's a people business. And, you know, it starts with the quality of the people that we have. And that's our student-athletes and our coaches. And we have excellent coaches that represent Tennessee Tech, that do things the right way, that recruit the right kind of young men and young women to Tennessee Tech. So I'm pleased with academics, pleased with coaches. You know, I'm pleased with some of the pockets of success, great success we've had. I mean, tennis has been so successful over the history of Tennessee Tech, and our current coach, Kenny Doyle, has had great success. Of course, baseball's magical run last year, winning the Ohio Valley Conference regular season championship, losing in the tournament championship, but then having an opportunity to be the first ever at-large selection to the NCAA baseball championships from the OVC, you know, winning an NCAA regional, winning the Oxford regional, and then going to be the first ever OVC team to go to the super regional was just tremendous. And we have a great new head coach in Justin Holmes, and he got his first win yesterday at the start of the baseball season, beat Western Illinois here at the Busch Stadium at the Averett Express Baseball Complex by a score of 3-2. Got his first win as a head coach. So we've got a lot of great coaches doing great things. Our cross country and track program, Wayne Angel, has really stepped up and developed us a really strong track and cross country program. And last year, they won their first ever indoor and outdoor championships. And just the indoor championships of this week in Birmingham. So we go in as the defending champion, and that's a great thing. Things that we want to continue to accomplish at Tennessee Tech is facility work. We still have some significant facility needs. Our facilities are aging, as are many across the Ohio Valley Conference. But specifically at Tucker Stadium, we have plans to redevelop Tucker Stadium, and we're trying to fundraise and find the financial resources to do that and do some of the projects like other people in our league have done, like Jacksonville State and Austin Peay, UT Martin, Eastern Kentucky, that have all made significant improvements. And then we have plans for baseball, tennis, all of our facilities, just to try to keep them up so we can provide the very, very best student-athlete experience that we can provide. And I can tell you, we are so blessed. I'm so blessed as an athletic director just to have a great president and Dr. Phil Oldham, who really understands the value of intercollegiate athletics and higher education environment. Loves our student athletes, loves our teams, is our number one cheerleader. It's a misty, cold, rainy day yesterday, and he's out there for the opening baseball game. So that's just a phenomenal, presidential support.
Well, and you've introduced me to him a few times, and then also I've had a chance to have some conversations with him as well. And, not saying that any others are, but he's about as approachable as any university president I've ever met. He's just a good old down-to-earth guy.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
So you got a little basketball action tonight, doubleheader, Belmont, and then on to Evansville here. And I tell you what, you look at the bottom half of the men's side, who knows who's going to come out of that. There's really a separation, Belmont, Murray State, Austin Peay, Jacksonville State. And then the next eight teams, you just throw them in a hat, basically.
Yeah, we've got some work to do. You know, we're down there in the basement at the current time, and we've got to dig out here over the next five games. And it starts tonight against Belmont, and Coach Payne and those young men, they're working hard and working to improve, and we just need to find a way to win some ball games down the stretch. We've lost some tight ball games at I think we all feel like we should have won and wish we would have won. And but now we've got a long road in front of us to make it to Evansville on the men's side. And we've got to do that tonight against a very, very good Belmont team. And, of course, you know, Coach Bird has a history at Tennessee Tech and in Cookeville, and we have great respect for the job that he's done. And we know that that they're going to be a great foe tonight, and we're just going to try to upset them. And we almost pulled the upset against Murray State a couple weeks ago, and we're going to try to you know, finish that and pull the upset against Belmont tonight.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Yeah, we'll, the invoice will be you picking up a tab in Cookeville one of these days, okay?
I'll be happy to do that. I got some great local restaurants I'd love to take you to.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure. See you, buddy.
Thank you, Greg. See you soon. Take care.